This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Robert Ginsberg. Robert, of course, is the host of Shades of Jazz every Friday night on KUAF. But Robert is also the curator for the Trail Mix that will take place during Artisphere. Robert, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Kyle.
Trail Mix is this unique combination of an afternoon stroll slash hike slash music slash entertainment slash circus.
Well, if I'm involved. But it has really become a highlight of this extraordinary Artisphere Festival. And I think people like it because it's outdoors. You can bike, you can hike. There's great music. I mean, we're going to have six bands this year from around the world.
And we should mention this year it's on two different trails.
That's right. This is the first. Every year it's been at Lake Fayetteville. There's going to be 2 days of Trail Mix. So basically what this is you're outdoors, you're either on the trails around Crystal Bridges, which are gorgeous, as you know. That's on May the 5th from 1 o'clock till 3:30. That's Saturday, May the 5th. We're moving the whole show back to Lake Fayetteville on Sunday, May the 6th. Same bands, but, of course, a different setting. Again, though, all of the bands will be out along the trail, out in the woods. All of their energy needs for their instruments and amplification will either be solar-powered or pedal-powered. So it's part of this sustainability theme that Artisphere has been involved with. And we've got an incredible lineup of bands this year. The Pine Leaf Boys are a Cajun band out of Louisiana. Newfound Road is from the Carolinas. They're a young bluegrass band. Bruce Barth, who is an extraordinary jazz pianist who's no stranger to Northwest Arkansas, he's been here with several other bands, and he was here 1 year as part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. But he has a project called Bruce Barth's Grateful Jazz Project. More about that as we go. A legendary blues man named Lucky Peterson. Mm-hmm. And then two regional bands, the Old 78s, Curly and Carol Ann, well known in this area, and a jazz samba trio, Trio de Janeiro. So these bands will be strategically placed along these two trails, and as you're hiking, biking, pushing the stroller or whatever, and you will come across these bands out in the middle of the woods. You can hang out and listen, move on to the next one. It's all free, and really an exciting event.
Now, the Pine Leaf Boys, they're a Cajun band. They're going to be coming straight from Louisiana.
Yes, it's a quintet, and it's a great band. I mean, you've got your Cajun accordion and vocals. Wilson Savoy is the band leader, and then Courtney Granger plays fiddle and also sings. John Bertrand on guitar, Drew Simon on drums and vocals, and Tom Davis on bass. And they're a 4-time Grammy-nominated band. The New York Times called them the best new energetic and fun Cajun band. And they've done several tours for the State Department as well. They've been to Saudi Arabia, which, you know, just the thought of a really down-home Cajun band in Saudi Arabia and Israel and Denmark warms the cockles of my heart. So a great Cajun band right out of Louisiana.
Lucky Peterson. I mean, we're lucky that Lucky is going to be on this.
This is one of the unsung heroes in the world of blues. I mean, he was discovered by Willie Dixon when he was 3 years old.
I'm trying to tell you, girl, you're in the danger zone. You better look out, 'cause your good thing's about to run out. You better look out.
An extraordinary musician, and I kind of categorize him as a guy like Taj Mahal, who he walks out on the stage, and before he makes a note, there's just charisma pouring out of him. He plays the Hammond B3 organ. He plays keyboards, guitar, sings. He's got a great quartet. And he's really a master of the instrument. And I just thought I would mention also when he was heard with his wife, Tamara, who sings with him now, he was invited to appear with the Levon Helm Band at the Midnight Ramble concert. Uh-huh. So the following night they invited him. So it'll be a great, great blues stage.
You mentioned the old 78s. I've seen them play. They've been in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They don't need solar power. They don't need they're their own power. They're banjo and whatnot.
You've got that right. That's the best kind of power.
Yeah.
If they had their Wheaties in the morning, they'll be powered.
Exactly.
Anyone that's not familiar with the old 78s, it's really a great group. They've got two or three recordings that I'm aware of, and their first one came out in 1993. This is traditional American music, classic banjo pieces, old fiddle tunes, just a lot of fun. Well,
Grateful Jazz?
Yeah, let me tell you about this. Bruce Barth, who is one of the great New York City jazz pianists, he was Tony Bennett's piano accompanist for three or four years. He leads his own groups. He's a sought-after sideman. I talked to Bruce about a jazz trio on the trail, and we both agreed that we didn't feel like the trail would be the place for a straight-ahead sort of bebop thing, mm-hmm. although arguably maybe it is. But Bruce told me, and I never knew this, and I've known Bruce for years, he told me several things. He said, first of all, when he was younger, he used to play bluegrass. And he went on to tell me that he also was kind of a deadhead for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually rewrote and arranged a bunch of Grateful Dead music. So Bruce proceeded to send me these studio mixes of this group, and it's great. It's great stuff. And the instrumentation is interesting. He'll be playing outdoors, so it's not going to be a grand piano. It'll be the old Fender Rhodes, mm-hmm. which has mm-hmm. such a great sound. And a wonderful violinist, classically trained. She plays European classical repertoire, but she's also a world-class improviser. Her name is, coincidentally, Diane Monroe. And she'll be accompanying him. So we've got the keyboard, violin. And then the third member of the trio is Rogério Bogato, who is a Brazilian percussionist and educator. He plays in projects with all of the great leading jazz performers around now, John Patitucci and Danilo Perez, and on and on and on. And he's also collaborated with a lot of the great Brazilian artists. So he'll be playing a lot of percussion and a modified drum set. So it'll be interesting.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks,